Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Zooming in.
Yeah. Good. Good, good, good.
This is Off Book, the improvised musical. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. Give it up for Eric Gerson on the keys.
Give it up for Josh Bailey on the drums.
So yes, as Jess said, this is an improvised musical. What? Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you lose a little monitor?
I lost... Yeah. Monitors are less than before.
Hey, there they are.
Hey, hey. Whoa. Okay, now the show is going to be significantly good. More confident. This is an improvised musical. Everything that we do and everything that the band plays has never been done before, will never be done again. By a round of applause, who was maybe brought here by a friend and has never been subjected to like this before? Okay, your friends are taking a gamble on you, and we're going to do our very best to deliver on that.
So we're gonna make up a musical. We're gonna sing some songs. And that's how it's gonna work.
That's true, Jessica.
And thank you so much if you're watching this on a live stream.
Whoa!
Streaming to your bedroom.
The cameras move themselves now. It's like, where have all the jobs gone? It's very cool. Thank you to all of you watching at home.
If you are joining us for the first time, could you potentially shout out a word for us? Apple volcano. Hey, it's the big apple that never sleeps.
And the volcano that we hope sleeps forever. Because when it doesn't... Man, that's got to be frustrating, right?
Being a volcano?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like there's one thing you're meant to do and you never get to do it.
When people do it, they get so mad.
Yeah. Also, like, I think the, there are different types of volcanoes, but I think we forget that,
yeah.
You know?
Dormant ones, active ones, so many types of volcanoes.
I guess I was thinking more that, like, some eruptions are only ash, which we can actually, like, recover from okay, and then they have ones that are slow-moving magma, which actually we can also recover from okay. We just move out of the way of the magma.
Which
there's really
like...
only one type that's, like, very, very bad.
Yeah, the big splody.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any technical names. You don't have to feel like I have way more volcano knowledge than you. Like, I think we're at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know that caves are made from magma tubes?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're the same.
Okay. Hawaii has those.
Yeah.
And when I was walking through them, it was the most I've ever felt like I was inside of a
video.
Did
you guys catch that subtle brag that Zach has been to Hawaii?
I've been to one of our states. And yeah, it was...
beautiful.
Yeah. I was about to say anniversary because I couldn't remember the word for when it's the first one. Yeah, thanks. There it is. Honeymoon. Show number 3 in 3 days, guys. It's good energy tonight. Yeah. Thank you.
Do you know where honeymoon comes from?
Yeah.
And all this show is just trivia between Zach and I back and forth. That's actually what it is.
So when a new groom and bride were brought together, and the moon is full... you put honey on the bed. I have no idea.
Okay. So it was because of mead, one of our earliest alcohols made from honey.
Yeah, a lot of mead fans in the house.
Yeah! Woo! Woo! Give it up for mead! Yeah. So mead's made from honey, and we would give the new couple on their wedding day, that you'd give them mead, and it would be enough to last them for a month. And it would be their honeymoon.
That's cool to be just drunk off your ass for your first year of marriage.
Yeah, it was just sort of like a starter kit for the first month. It was like, do you want to take the edge off of this?
Yeah. Here's- hey, this is going to be hard. This will help. Oh, man. Just to check in.
Yeah.
When were we talking about Vesuvius?
2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about Vesuvius, how we really like it, but that it does make us sad to think about all the people who died, but that it's very long ago, so it's weird to be sad. Mm. And that some of it was beautiful because people died clutching each other. And then I think we maybe did a musical.
Yeah, we did. But not about that.
No.
Do you know where the term musical comes from? This is, okay, so this the dynamic that you're witnessing here, Jessica is a person, there are people of information and people exposed to information. And that's great, because I'm constantly learning things, and Jess is constantly knowing things.
That's very kind of you. I guess we go now to Hawaii?
Yeah.
All right, I think we have about 6 honeymooners checking in today.
Okay.
And, you know, we like to really make sure that all the honeymooners really feel special. You know, they're having their honeymoon in Hawaii, one of the states.
Hmm. It's one of the top 50 states.
And it's just a special thing, you know, to come and celebrate the beginning of your union.
You want everything to be perfect
for
them.
And that's what we're going to try to do.
Absolutely. We're going to set the table. The couples come here. They're not gonna worry about anything. It's gonna all go perfectly. They're gonna dodge the slow-moving magma as it comes down to the sea.
We're gonna offer snorkeling and breakfast and a catamaran ride. And just as long as it's on the side of the slow-moving magma.
That's right.
'Cause we don't stop.
Say so, but we say no. Because of
one volcano. We have to live while the living is good. We can't move to the side, even though they say we should.
I can't be afraid that my feet might get burned. That is a lesson I will not learn.
I mean, how hot can it be? I walk on hot sand all the time.
probably not even that hard.
We can say no
because of one volcano. We don't say no because of one volcano. And when they come after us, for a week we just generally lay low, but we don't say no.
They shouldn't be open.
Brian, this is Kauai. It's like one of the most rugged of the islands. It's where they shot Jurassic Park.
Kenzie.
They know how to hang.
Kenzie, Jurassic Park, again, is a work of fiction.
Okay. Listen, this is such a terrible way to start our honeymoon.
I know. I'm sorry. And I really don't... I don't want to be a downer by being scared of the actively erupting volcano. Kenzie, I will try to just like... You know I'm wound up. You know I'm tightly wound up.
I know. And listen.
And the plane was so bumpy.
I know.
And it really set me off on the wrong path because the plane was bumpy, and then they were just like, and we're landing in Hawaii. The weather is blah, 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 blah.
Beautiful.
And also a volcano is erupting.
Right. I'm just saying, if they're not afraid, then we shouldn't be afraid. We should enjoy our week here and just avoid the slow-moving magma.
Okay. It's so slow.
It's so slow.
It's probably not even that hot.
I don't even think it's that hot.
I don't think we got to worry about it. It's fine.
Isn't the hotel beautiful?
It's really great.
It's just like I imagined. Thanks for planning the whole wedding so I could plan the whole honeymoon.
You're welcome.
And you did a great job.
You know me, classic groom. So many wedding ideas.
You did.
But thank you for letting me have that.
Yeah.
I really had
I thought it was a really fun idea to have an uncle's table.
Thank you. We've got a lot of great uncles.
So what do you do?
Hmm?
What do you do?
Oh, okay. You know coal miners?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. But I'm a lawyer for coal miners.
Okay.
I'm legal counsel for coal miners.
Oh, dang it.
What do you...
I ordered the chicken and my wife ordered the beef because normally we go halvesies at these things, but I didn't know I'd be at an uncle's table so far away from her.
What did you get?
I got the chicken. She got the beef, but I normally go halvesies.
I got the beef. I normally cut my beef in half and throw half of it away.
Clark Stable.
Mark Gable.
It's a pretty good idea, actually.
Yeah.
I like how far we are from the dance floor.
I do enjoy being seated at the table with other uncles.
Oh. Hey.
Hello. Lark Fable.
Hey, what'd you get? What'd you get? Chicken or beef?
Hmm?
What'd you get? Chicken?
I got the fish.
Oh, okay.
They didn't offer the fish.
Yeah, how'd you get that
fish?
I
went to the kitchen and I said, excuse me. Is there fish, perchance?
You went into the kitchen yourself.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yes. Lark Fable would...
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Oh.
Sparky Mabel.
Sparky Mabel.
We meet again.
Ah, yes. Hello. Lark Fable.
Yeah, of course.
Clark Gable.
Clark.
You know, we as uncles, we don't get together a lot. And that is to say, at all, really.
But well, I get together with some uncles who are my brothers, but not you uncles who are from on the other side.
Yeah.
And in general, I don't ever feel like, it's just the uncles.
But you know what? I feel like every uncle is an uncle.
To someone.
To someone. I feel like every uncle is an uncle. To someone.
To someone.
Every brother is a brother. Every son is someone's son.
And if you are one to a nephew, then you are an uncle under one.
I feel like every uncle, he's a proud guy.
To someone.
Every uncle at a table, unapologetically loud guy.
Loud guys.
There's always someone quieter than you, even if you go boop boop.
every uncle is louder to someone.
And I feel like I can finally kick back.
Kick on back.
Oh, I feel like I can finally relax.
Finally relax.
And I've got just a little hunkle that it's because I'm with a bunch of hunkles that I can finally be myself.
Be myself.
Everyone's an uncle to someone. Everyone's an uncle
to someone.
To someone.
Even if you are some kind of aunt, no one is telling you you can't be an uncle
to someone.
Every uncle is an uncle, and an uncle is an uncle.
Every uncle.
I don't know what you're thinking, but it's just like you have uncle.
Uncle, but you do have a hunch.
Yes, yes, that is the truth that I will not debunkle. Every uncle
is an uncle to someone. This table is fun.
Oh my gosh. Look at the bed. Look at the view. This room's incredible. Oh, what's the matter?
Nothing. I was just, yeah, I agree.
How is there ocean out of all four windows?
Well.
Oh, right. We got the tower suite.
Guaranteed ocean view.
Built much like Isengard in the middle of the island. I like that all of the suites at this Hawaiian hotel are named after Lord of the Rings buildings.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. That's why I booked it.
You really booked a great honeymoon, Kenzie.
Thanks, Brian. Do you want to go on? Hey, Brian? Hey,
huh?
Brian.
Sorry, yeah.
I guess just in that moment, I feel like I had to remind you. Isengard's evil, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah, it's so tall, though.
That's the part
you
like.
I don't like it because, yeah, no. The okay. Evilness? No, thank you.
Because especially
Saruman
out
the
of...
White? Bad.
Bad.
But so tall.
So tall.
You know me in a tall building.
You do love them.
Yeah.
Especially when they come out of nowhere.
Sure.
And if out of that window, where all the slow-moving magma is sort of making like a sort of dark and ashen surface, it does actually look a lot like Isengard.
Yeah. I don't love that I can see it coming.
Yeah. Well, just look out of this one. And look, sweetie, I printed out an entire itinerary for our honeymoon.
Oh, you did? Wow, so organized. Okay, swimming with the manta rays, very fun. A luau, probably good.
It's okay if you don't want to list more. Like, we can just experience it.
I'll just read it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thanks.
Come in. Oh, I have to unlock it. You can't just come in. It's not that kind of door.
Hi.
Hi.
Aloha. Welcome to the hotel.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring you in this complimentary fruit tray.
Ooh.
It's many fruits carved to look like animals.
Thank you. Mm. This one's lilikoi, right?
That's right.
I did some research before I got it. I didn't want to be surprised by any surprising fruits.
That makes sense. A lot of our guests don't like surprise fruits, which is why I wanted to mention there are a couple surprises. Now, a few people have been turned off by the slow-approaching magma. So you have a question?
No, I'm one of
okay.
them.
Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that there are it's just you and two other couples in the whole hotel. So, you know, my suggestion would be... become good friends.
Cool.
Okay.
Sorry, real quick.
Yeah?
Is that a sort of normal occupancy for this hotel? Or did, when the magma was come, people not come here no more?
Do you know, I think you should see yourselves as brave.
Okay.
You know, there's two ways to look at it.
Yeah, there definitely are. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Great. Aloha.
That's great.
That's great.
We have the whole room of the hotel.
Yeah, that's good. No, and like, I'm excited for the snorkeling and everything. And yeah, I guess.
And anything else from the itinerary?
There are so many things on it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for honestly all of it. One of them, I don't even,
know what it is.
I don't even know what it means.
I know. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, I like it. I like, yeah, no, good. It's, yeah.
Brian, like, the whole reason why we picked Hawaii for our honeymoon is so that we could really relax because the wedding was so much work.
And it's really, you know, it's about us, but it's really not about us. It's about all the people that want
to. Exactly. Now, this should be about us and maybe those other two couples who might become our dear friends.
Are we one of two couples or are there two other couples?
Two other couples.
Got it. Three couples
total. Three couples total.
Locked in.
Six other guests. I mean, six total guests.
Yes.
You're but right. Honestly, let's stop talking about math. Instead, let's do something romantic. But let's not talk anymore about math. Because the only math I care about is one plus one is you. What? What'd you say?
I thought you were going to say trigonometry. Because you love trigonometry.
Yes.
Sorry, keep going. One plus one is me and you.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. Yes. No, keep going. Please keep going.
Okay.
I feel like I ruined the mood.
No, no. It's okay.
Here.
Let's not talk about math.
Stop talking about
Let's
math.
Let's do something romantic like take a walk or draw a bath. Let's stare into the sunset and quietly say our hopes. Let's not even do a thing. We can't cope. The only math I care about is one plus one is you and me. Or two.
The only math I care about is one plus one is you
and me. Or two.
Where two equals A, and A equals you and me. You and me are B and C, and B plus C equals A, which equals two.
Or if one angle's 45 degrees, then let's make the hypotenuse what connects you to me. I only, the math that I care about is one plus one is me. Do you think there are
going to be any other couples on the catamaran?
No.
Listen, babe, you know that I'm so happy to be here with you, but I was kind of like, excited about, you know, the prospect of, chumming around. I don't know, it's like, this is silly.
You gonna say it?
But like, I've been playing with my ring a bunch.
Me too, it's just so new.
It's so new. And I was kind of like excited to look around and be like, yeah, look at all these other people playing with their rings.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, I want to be with you, babe.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
When you put on the ring.
Yeah.
Do you felt that it changed you in any way?
What do you mean?
I mean, did you feel a sort of...
like a one ring kind of power?
Yeah.
Do you know what it really made me feel like?
What?
Like, the whole world disappeared. Or more like you and I disappeared and the world couldn't see us anymore.
One of the two things.
You know why? It's because people aren't going to hit on us anymore.
Yes.
You and me are always getting hit on.
We're getting hit on. Look.
And then we put this on.
You and I are smoke shows. When we put this on, it's like we're gone.
We're gone.
Poof.
You know, like, I could walk up to a bar and where normally everyone's like, oh, hey, how are you? Now.
That's what I did.
That's right.
When you walked up to the bar, that's what I did.
I know. But not anymore. Now I guess we're invisible.
How hot do you think these could get before they melt? Like, obviously you'd have to put them to something real hot, not like that slow-moving
magma.
Like, if you wanted to destroy one of these things, mm-hmm. aka symbol of our love,
yeah,
you would have to go to some, like, drastic measures.
Yeah. You know that it's just a symbol, though, right? Like, I don't need to be wearing this ring to be committed to you.
Yes. Hard same. I'd appreciate it if you still wore it.
Yeah, of course. Oh my gosh, of course. No, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
that's the whole
me
thing.
Too.
As I'm I can't stop playing with this dang thing.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because it's
yes,
fun.
It's a symbol, a metaphor, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I probably have to be pretty hot. Because what do we go for yours? Platinum?
Mine's platinum. Yours is that meteor rock, right?
Yeah, I want a mine from space.
Yeah. And the guy that we bought it from said, are you sure? Because if you work in an industry with heavy machinery, they will not be able to cut through this.
Yes.
One.
And I said, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. And then you said, I work in art.
But I do work making big, heavy sculptures.
Yeah, that's true. You do use big machines to make art.
I guess wanting to make honeymoon friends is a weird
thought. I feel the same. You know what? Let's just, if there's no one on this catamaran, which is
a boat.
Got it. Yep. A smaller boat.
Do you know what I would say is most significant about a catamaran?
What?
Is it has sort of like separated hulls connected by what sometimes looks like a trampoline.
Yeah, it's like a double boat with a big tarp in the middle.
Yeah.
We've all seen one of those.
Like a quick shorthand for how you could spot a catamaran, like in a marina.
Two canoes and a trampoline.
Yep.
That's right.
Just like you and me, babe.
We're just two canoes
and a trampoline.
But I feel like we're definitely the kind of couple that is like, wants to be out there mingling with other couples.
Right. Which I like about us. You know, I like that even though we can disappear into our own little world, we're still really social. You know, we're like a couple that is made better by having others around.
Yes.
You know what it is?
What is it?
We are so very hot, we're so used to be looking at and being seen.
Being seen.
We are so very hot, we're so used to being looked at, and you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Do not brag, I'm still trying to be humble,
sure.
But you know that's the weird part, and it's making us want to stumble, because nobody's looking at how hot we are. Cause we're alone.
We are so very hot right now, but it's not easy to tell, cause we're alone.
We're alone.
There's not enough people to tell us how hot we are, and that's why we often leave our home.
Leave our home.
Every day we have to go outside, or else we'll take a hit to our pride, and people will say, are they hot? I don't know. But we are so very hot, but you can't tell when it's just the two of us alone.
Because it's not enough for you to just look at me, because I know what you see. You see the guy you said I do too.
And it it's not enough just for you to look at me, cause what you get is what you see. After you said I do. We are so very hot, we're so very hot, we're so very hot, we're so very hot.
Hot, hot,
hot, hot, hot, hot, hot.
Like magma.
We are so very hot, like so very hot, we're so very hot.
Much hotter than magma.
Slow moving
magma.
If you walked into the magma, I'm sure the magma would be like, oh wow, I've never been ever this hot before.
That's right.
Yeah.
That magma would take a look at my face and say that face is so nice.
My darling, love of my life.
Yes.
Yes.
Here, my dear.
I knew I had found a soulmate in you. Never have there been a more adventurous pair. Some would say an action-filled pair.
It feels like we're on the cover of an action movie all the time.
Brave warriors are we, both of us with a je ne sais quoi, a certain effortlessly cool when we say things like, hello.
Hello! Everyone was so intimidated to come to the wedding of Jack and Philippe. They said no way we could keep up with those two. They are too adventurous.
That's right. Jack is always on the attack, and Philippe is always...
also there!
Philippe, love of my life.
Love of my life.
Darling
flame
man.
Jack. You're my flame.
Ooh.
Like in my heart.
Yes, no, heart same, darling.
Heart same.
Heart same.
Heart same.
Heart same. This island got so much... I know that we did a quick reroute when we were like, okay, our honeymoon is in Japan. But as we were crossing over Hawaii, they said, there's a volcano erupting, and we said, stop the plane!
For that is the call of adventure for us.
Yes. There is no danger so great that it can stop the love of Jacques and Philippe. Jacques, who is always on the attack.
And Philippe, who's behind him.
Yes. But darling, I hope you know that come the time for you to be in the front.
Oh.
I shall gladly cede center stage to you, shrinking into the back as the most adventurous shadow there has ever been.
Oh, Jack, I love when you're my shadow. It makes me feel like sort of a horny Peter Pan.
Yes. I would describe our whole relationship as a sort of horny Peter Pan.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
Ha ha! Ha ha!
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Peter Pan's a child.
It is why I hesitated to say.
But
I did hesitate in conjuring the child.
In our fantasy, he is an adult man. In fact, he is two adult men, or one adult man and his adult man
shadow.
You know
what? Here's something safe, Jack. He's Robin Williams.
So safe. Also fictional.
Yeah.
How do you... I guess
I thought a volcano would be more adventurous, but it is moving quite slowly.
You know, I think we can up the adventure here.
Yes, Jack?
Did you see that chicken coop on the way in?
Yeah, Kauai has a lot of chickens.
Kauai has a great many chickens, Philippe. So many chickens, I would say.
Uh-oh.
I've had an adventurous idea. No, you're going to think it's stupid.
Never.
You know I'm a man of great imagination.
That's what I love most about you, Jean.
But you're going to think this idea is stupid.
Don't talk about my friend that way.
Are you sure?
Positive.
What if we took a bunch of chickens and tied them all together to make one really big chicken that could fly? Just a bunch of disparate chickens, but you see, they're all tied together, but not in a way that impedes them from taking to the sky. And then we could fly, yes, fools, we could fly away on a big old group of chickens who are tied together. a bunch of chickens.
Still chickens.
And we tie them all together. Yes, still chickens.
Okay.
And then we put those chickens on a kite. A big old kite. And then we get some other birds in the mix to help them get off the ground. I think an ostrich or a penguin would do it so right.
Those birds are flightless, each and every one.
Both of them?
Those birds are flightless, and I hate to tell you that, my moon and my sun. And I like what you're saying, we can do it this right.
Okay.
How about just you and me attached to the kite?
Okay.
And it's a really big kite.
Yes.
Maybe a parasail.
Okay.
We jump from a high height and then well, well, well.
Yes, it's you and me on a parasail. You sure you don't want any birds?
I think you and me in parasail, that would be the worst.
Cause we're not flightless.
We're not flightless.
You're not flightless.
Not anymore.
It's a good idea to try this. Cause you and me are not flightless.
And you won't believe this, my sweet love, but there's an excursion you speak.
Checking in on each of our three beautiful couples. Jacques and Philippe never returned from their parasail.
Brian
and Kenzie have not been seen, but that's a good sign on a honeymoon. I think they're having a good time.
I hope so.
And the other two.
Yes.
Yes. Their deal was...
Yes, hold on. Okay.
No, very memorable.
Yeah.
They were...
Oh, you know,
they were
the
very
really
hot
ones.
Really hot, yeah.
The hot ones. Whose names... They were, honestly...
Nameless to us.
The hot, so hot.
So hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm worried about Jacques and Philippe. So I don't know if we should, go searching for them or... Stuart?
They're probably fine.
Stuart,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
There's a lot of beautiful trees around this island.
Yeah, of course. Lush.
Do any of them seem like they have walked closer to the hotel than they used to be? Which I know is stupid because palm trees don't move.
No bad ideas when running a front desk.
You said that on my first day, and it was so liberating.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there are no bad ideas when running a front
desk. Well, like a 5-star hotel where you're expected to go above and beyond, you just have to think.
Just make sure your heart's in it.
That's right.
That's right.
Now that you mention it, I would say about 4 of them look closer.
Yeah. And they don't usually.
They don't usually.
Okay, yeah, just checking. It's probably nothing.
Well, when you say it, it's a little unnerving.
It's just sort of one in a string of things that I have sort of noticed.
Yeah.
You know how we built... Well, we work at this hotel.
Yes.
It's always been here, right? It's not always.
Not always.
It's built at some point. But was it always this tall?
Oh, I'm sure it had to start with its foundation.
Yeah, and it always had a big sort of unblinking eye at the top of it, right?
You know, I spend so much time at this desk.
Right, yeah.
I don't often venture out.
I'm sure it's fine.
We
should go look for Jacques and Philippe.
Well, that's my concern. But now, yeah, now that you put it all together, that hot couple we couldn't remember who I think just keep disappearing.
Yep. The slow-moving magma.
The trees that move. Mm-hmm. The blinking eye.
Yeah. It's all extremely Tolkien-esque.
Tolkien.
My mistake. Tolkien-esque. But what are we going to do about it?
I don't know what we're going to do about it.
This is so high above our pay grade.
But shoot. Shoot.
You're just realizing that the people that ultimately take care of it are people for whom the problem is much above their pay grade. Yeah. Hobbits.
Hobbits.
Are we the hobbits, though? Or are we...
The... Okay.
Are we the humans?
Humans?
Because we are definitely humans.
I was gonna kind of make... You're gonna think... I don't know.
No, what?
No, it's just...
No, tell me.
I was hoping we're the elves. Who could see for far beyond? I was hoping in our sights was Rivendell.
Rivendell.
I was hoping the sun would shine on my glistening blood.
I was hoping that we would be
the elves. I was hoping I'd have a knack for archery and
just general swordplay. And I was hoping that we
would have a dwarf as a frenemy.
Yeah. First we'd be like, no thanks, dwarf. You are short. But then after a while, we are friends, of course. As we battle head to head, I was hoping we could eat some
such an elfish choice to make.
Such an elfish choice to make.
We can kind of look on this whole thing and be like, it's not to our taste, and wait like hundreds of years
hundreds
to
of
get
years.
Involved. And then be like, maybe sure. Even though probably if we got involved sooner, our skills would have been the cure.
Thin crown.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love riding this tree with you.
Oh my God, babe, I never thought I'd get to
Babe, this tree. Babe, get up on this tree.
I'm getting up on the tree.
Girl, get on this tree.
Boy, I'm on the tree. I'm gonna put two feet on the tree, though.
Yeah, get 2 feet on that tree, girl. Looking so good in that tree.
Thank you. I don't know how you're doing that. I'm gonna sit on this tree.
This tree has a name.
Oh my gosh. Tree, I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask your name.
So sorry.
It was so clear you were sentient. We had all of the clues.
You were walking. You were talking.
You were like, I'm a tree. Let me introduce myself. And we were like, babe, I look so good on this tree.
Yes, we listened to your interminable rabblings on, and we did notice you were hot. But...
Yes, let us first say, it has not gone without our notice that you are straight up tens.
Which is why we seek to rescue you from the slow-moving magma, so that you may go on as beacons of hotness.
Which, despite everyone in this hotel thinking otherwise, is quite hot.
Quite hot, and quite a threat to your safety. Oh no, babe.
Oh, no, babe, it was a threat, babe.
The whole time it was a threat, babe.
It was a threat the whole time.
Shoot, we slept on that threat, babe.
So, sorry. Hello. I guess it's rude of us not to say our names, but...
No, just tell us your names. Our names aren't important.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry. What are your names?
I am...
Go ahead.
Pomfrondulus.
This is my good friend and brother, Pomfrondulus.
I am Pomfrondulus, good friend and brother to...
Coconutical. Coconutical.
You stand before the two great palm tree ends, Pomfrondulus and Coconutical.
We have been here for ages, eons. We have watched this island come and rise.
We were on this island when this island was but a flow of magma.
Yes, it started as magma, and to magma it shall return unless we do something. Something to stop the great unblinking eye. Oh my God, babe, that eye.
Oh my God, babe, that eye is not even blinking. Are, like, we supposed to stop it, though?
Oh, I would not put such a burden on the shoulders of such wee hot ones unless you were prepared to take it on.
Well, I feel like we could do it, but I want, like, help.
Yeah.
I want, like, a bunch of help.
You know what, babe? It's that thing we've wanted all along. Fellowship.
Fellowship. I want help, and I want so that other people can, like, see us being heroic, you
right, because if you're heroic in a forest and no one sees you, do you even fall? I find that joke offensive.
Yes.
Of course I fall.
And also, someone does hear you if you fall.
I hear you.
I hear me when I fall.
I hear me when I fall.
When I fall, I hear me.
And I'm enough.
You hear... And...
And I am enough.
You, Coconutical, you are not just a conveyance for whoever happens to be riding atop you, no matter how hot they are.
And I say that to you, Pomfrondulus.
That's right. And I hear it when you say it. I receive that. Thank you.
You are already part of my fellowship.
And you. We be two trees from the same root system, even though that's not how palm trees work.
I feel
it is metaphorically how they work.
Yeah, we want some of that.
Yeah, we want like a big root system of other people to see how hot we are.
Yeah, and to stop this magma and blinking
eye. And obviously stop the magma.
Oh, you know what? From this view, I can see into that other room of those two who are really going at it.
Oh, yeah.
We should wait till they finish. Okay, they're done. No offense! No offense!
None taken.
I think we've been going for like 25 minutes.
Babe, I love it when you do that specific math.
Oh shit, babe, there are walking palm trees carrying the two, no offense, hottest people I've ever seen.
No, let me check out and can confirm, yes. Okay.
Welcome to our balcony.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Like, join our fellowship to stop the unblinking eye?
Yeah, these are some trees who are our friends. Sorry. These are Coconutical and Pomfrondulus. And we're sort of putting together like a fellowship to go stop the unblinking eye.
Will you join us?
You've already done what I sort of needed you to do, which is acknowledge how hot we are.
Right.
So thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, if it's the only way to get us safe off this island, we're absolutely in.
And look, babe, floating in the sky.
On a big sort of
kite?
Oh, paraglider?
Oh, no, it looks like an eagle. No, it's a kite.
Oh, no, it's a kite with a bunch of chickens tied together on it. So it looks like an eagle.
Join our fellowship. Come and join our fellowship. It's the only way to stop this big it, this blinking shit. Come and join our fellowship.
Look, my lover, those people are in need. They're need of a sexy Peter Pan and his shadow to take the lead.
Well, I know that we will fly. You've been always ready for this, Jack. Oh, I wish we had time to be alone, but not now. We have to join.
We have to come join this fellowship. Trees were here first.
You can't do this yourself.
Okay. Babe, it's actually way hotter up here than I thought it would be.
It's really hot at the top of this tower.
That's what we were saying. It's super hot for realsies.
Okay, just doing a little bit of quick math. There are, say 10 of us. And there's just one blinking eye. Now, do we think that the blinking eye is the same as the volcano, or is that weird to conflate it?
I think it's safe to assume that the volcano and the blinking eye are working in concert, if not actually the same thing.
Right, okay. Thank you, Brian. Good math.
So, some of us need to distract the eye.
Right.
Because it looks like we gotta distract it. When I see that thing, I think, we don't distract that. Whatever we try to do, it don't work.
You're right. And, you know, looking at our resources, I think if half the team distracts, the other team can pull the catamaran to the base of the hotel to make a funnel for the magma into the sea.
Wait, but, babe, we didn't get to do everything on the list yet.
Oh, Brian. I mean, we can't have any honeymoon if there's no moon to honey.
That's a good point. Doing this doesn't necessarily mean we can't do the things after.
But do you want to say the thing you're most excited about?
Well,
do you want to whisper it to me? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's the one I didn't really understand. Why don't I just say it out loud and you tell me what you are picturing? Hero's journey. Like, super cool, but what does that even mean? And I'm worried that you want a hero, but you ended up with me.
No, not at all. You're already on it. You answered the call. You jumped right up and said, we'll help, while slowly adjusting your balls.
Well, they got twisted.
Cause we were doing some wild shit.
Had to put that right. But now that I've dealt with it, I think I'm ready for a hero's journey. A hero's journey, living, loving, learning, on a hero's journey. A hero's journey, a hero's journey,
living and loving and learning,
on a hero's journey.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
If I could just say right quick, is there room on this journey for a classic sidekick? Because Jacques is always my hero, and I stand to the side.
Philippe, I think it's time for you to take that forward stride. It's time for your
hero's journey.
Just two tall trees.
We can be very distracting.
I mean, anytime someone sees us move, it's the only thing they see. They're like, I can't tear my eyes away from that walking, talking tree.
You could call us heroes, journey trees.
Heroes, journey trees.
Leafing and loving and growing.
We are
heroes, journey.
Hot.
I already know what you're gonna say. can't look away.
Quick, no. Brian, this one's up to us, but I can't do it alone. I need you to correctly identify which one's the catamaran.
No problem. It's the one that looks like two canoes and a trampoline.
You between. Got it.
When you talk, I listen, and that's a promise I'll make to you for forever. Quick, we're running out of time. You two. Okay, they're flying. They're doing that. The trees are sort of walking.
The eye's distracted. Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Oh, how do we end up with just the two of us on this catamaran? We don't have enough people to move it. It's a giant boat.
We had a uncle that you could use. Some uncle.
Babe, like we learned, the ring is a metaphor.
Oh, yeah.
And we also can get another ring.
We can get another ring!
After scenes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Give it up for Eric. Give it up for Josh.
Woo. Eric and Josh, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was the world premiere of the flow of the rings?
Yeah, the flow of the rings.
A volcano story?
Flow of the rings.
A volcano story.
Yeah, flow of the rings.
A volcano story. Okay, so, as is the case with lots of theater productions, is they're trying to find their way, find their feet. They maybe do a smaller production, and then they get feedback from the audience in real time to just sort of see what's working, what's not working. So in a second, we're going to invite, and if we get a little house lights up, we're going to invite some folks to this microphone here. We're going to invite out the entire cast and crew of the production of Flow of the Rings, A Volcano Story. All of the actors, all of the crew, and you're going to get a chance to ask them questions about the production that you just saw. So imagine in your head that you just saw a fully realized version of that production. 10-person cast, trees, volcanoes.
Yep, costume set, all the things that the musical show would have. They were there, and you saw them. So you can come up here, you can line up here. We have room for quite a few, yes. But let's welcome the cast of
Flow of the Rings, A Volcano Story. Thank you. You're great. These are the real heroes.
They're great. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Ronnie, and my question is for the playwright. I've heard that the Tolkien estate is very particular and very hard to, very, very protective of their intellectual properties. So I'm just curious about the process of really integrating a modern retelling of the Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh, you got Lord of the Rings from that? That is so wild. That is so funny.
That's so funny. No, for legal reasons, it's not that.
You know, I think maybe, you know, as sort of a fun joke, we have one character say, "My, this feels Tolkien-esque." And then just to sort of like reference that they live in our world, you know, because that's just something people walk around saying. So that's so funny. You know, I guess like that's just the classics with storytelling is there's some repeated tropes, yeah. You know.
And like who, like with stories that old, it's like who
owns them?
Who owns them? Who wrote them? Who owns them? Thank you so much for
thank
your
you
question.
So much for your thank question. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Lindsay and my question is for the lava specialist. I'm curious as to what safety precautions you took to make sure nobody was harmed as you guys did use real slow-moving magma during the show.
Well, that was our main precaution, was to make sure that we got the really, really slow stuff. Now, I know we said multiple times over the course of this production that it wasn't that hot, but then there was the reveal that is actually the truth, which is, in fact, that lava is quite hot. Magma, also hot. Not the same thing. They're different. One is in a solid state, and one is in a semi-solid state, and one is in a liquid state. One is in a state of movement. One, yes, everyone said, oh, oh, wow, yes.
It's so funny. I thought magma was when it was below the crust. And
that's right. That's right.
When it's below the crust, and as soon as it emerges, it becomes
well,
lava.
Well, here's the fun thing, though. When it's below the crust, it's not moving.
That's right.
So we said the same thing, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. It's very safe
thank
up here.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. Hi. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name's Dan. I had a question for the stunt coordinator. And I know that in previews you had a few other stunt sequences with the rock climbing in addition to the parasailing. And I just wondered, which was your favorite of those that were cut from the final performance?
Okay, the name's Tack. And, you know, I just had to be specific about the island of Kauai, which doesn't have that much rock climbing because it is quite lush. So when I brought that to their attention, I opted for the parasailing, and I also said we could also do some hiking. We could also do a Zodiac, which is like a hard bottom inflatable boat. That's a different boat than a catamaran. I'm not the boat specialist, I'm the stunt coordinator. So I was...
Thank you, stay in your lane, thank you very much.
Sorry.
I know all the boats.
Probably my favorite one that was cut for time was the luau. Now, it doesn't sound like that should involve a lot of stunts, but it did because we had fire dancers and we had an actor playing a pig. So we had to be pretty careful about that rig.
You did a very cool
thing. I tested
thing
that rig myself.
Yeah, you really
TAC
did.
TAC approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sophia. My question is for the chicken choreographer. I'm just curious, I know famously stupid birds, and I wonder how you managed to tie them together and get them to all be in flight for that final sequence.
Well, we have a team.
A bird team.
Bird team. We like to say birds of a feather flock together, and birds of a feather that are flightless birds can be flying birds if you tie them together and really make them want it enough.
And also put them over a big fan.
Also put them over the biggest fan. You know in the mall when there's like that skydiving thing, but it's in a tube? It's that, but there's no tube.
And you might notice that in the mix of chickens, there are a few geese. And they're a little smarter.
They're a little meaner.
A lot meaner. We got some honks, but they're smarter.
Yeah. They're little honky jerks, but they're part of the team.
Part of that team, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Part of the team, we wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Bridget. My question's for the casting director. How did you get Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet to play the two very hot people?
We asked. They did have to leave. They did have to bounce right after a curtain, which is sad. They're going to the Dune 2 premiere. Yeah. It's a yet another premiere. I know they've already had several. There's another one.
Here's the thing that is so interesting about them is that
they're so hot.
They're so hot. Clearly, they're very, very hot.
Especially when together.
And they're looking for opportunities to work together. Yeah. So when we first went out to Timothy, and he said, yes, on one condition.
That you get Zendaya.
That you get Zendaya. And we said,
Zendaya, would you do it?
And she said, one condition. And we said, gonna stop you right
there. Gonna stop you right there.
Already took care of
it. Way ahead of you.
Yeah.
But, you know, hot people, they're just like us. They love to be asked.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Alex. My question is for the zoning coordinator. How did you go about acquiring all the air rights required to build the tower that high? We're in a residential zone.
Yeah, well, we have a whole zoning team, of course, because bureaucracy takes a village, and then it takes another village to slow that first village down. So we did have to, of course, open up the top of the theater.
Mm-hmm. But also the tower is made to look larger to the audience through mirrors.
We used mirrors.
And also, it has a basketball court in the top because you're allowed to make sporting facilities taller.
If you have enough money and you want something enough and you want to build something, there's always a loophole.
Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you so much for your question. Hi.
Hi, my name's Harry. My question is for Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang, who play the two palm tree ents. Mm-hmm. My question was, what's it like to play a role that's so against your normal type?
Well, I wish they were here. They had to run off to the Dune 2
premiere. But they did leave. They did leave behind a note.
Yeah, you
Okay, at first, when I was asked to be an ent, I said, okay, on one condition.
Same thing happened to me, and then they said, way ahead of you, don't worry about it.
We both wanted to be coconutical, though, because Avi.
He is culture.
Rule of culture number 15, when being a big tree, be the coconut one.
Be the coconut one. Also, shout out Wicked. I need to plug that musical here in the middle of this musical. It's a contractual thing. But yeah, we're so... Oh.
Matt and Bone. Okay. Thank you so much.
But we're so lucky to have
really good casting on our part.
Incredible casting on our part. Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Lucy. My question is also for the casting director. How did you get the rest of the trees to participate amidst the tree strike of 2024?
There are no scabs in this production. Let me make that very clear.
We need to be 100% clear about something. Trees.
Okay, so trees are famously striking a specific part of the contract that is made with only a collection of certain studios. Now, we are outside of that studio system.
Specifically, that is a contract for theaters which have a roof.
And ours, open air.
Does not have a roof.
So, but we did still have to get a special agreement. Obviously, optics are still part of winning the fight. We want to make sure that we all seem that we're on the same page because we are on the same page. But in a roofless theater, trees can act.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
And when you can do work under a contract doing a strike, it is important to do that work.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your question.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Katia. This is a question more for the producer team and marketing team on behalf of all of us potential investors.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for being here, investors.
Thank you, investors.
Considering the high upfront costs of the show, we were hoping you could clarify who you think the target audience would be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing about the market right now. Is if you can't be as specific as possible, you have no hope.
Yeah.
So what if you layered comedy with music, with references, with multiple parts, with uncles?
Now, ideally, you would have IP.
Sure.
Which clearly, we do not.
But what we do have is the wink at it all. You know, it's the knowing. And
it's the wink, it's the knowing. And I'm glad you said uncles, because uncles are such a huge part of the demographic.
Yes,
we don't feel like there's nearly enough aren't uncles. Being made for
the
uncle.
Main Broadway audience.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Like, how many times, round of applause, how many times have you taken an uncle to a show? That's right.
That's right.
That's right. And we think that if everyone could be an uncle, then this show is for everyone.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, audience of investors and people we flyered on the street. You've been an incredible audience for Flow of the Rings, a volcano story.
That's right.
And because you've been so incredible, we'd like to close with a number that was cut from the show for time. This is... Oh my gosh, this?
Yeah, this one?
This one? Uh-oh. Woo!
Get under these stools, 12 inches.
internet.
Hey!
Sorry if we stepped out of the frame when we got on some stools.
Oh, and as we say at the end of every show about volcanoes.
If your boat is of some sort of weird double van,
then jump right on that catamaran.